The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Loey, who's joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kennedy, how are you?
I am so excited to have you here. Anybody who puts books in the hands of kids is top of my list.
Hey, I'm right there with you.
So you're doing something pretty cool. You're helping to provide free author visits for thousands of kids in schools in the Boston area. Can you talk about how you started this?
Absolutely. So my From an Idea to book series, which is an entrepreneurship book series that teaches kids all about how to turn an idea into a company. So my books feature From an Idea to Lego and From an Idea to Nike and From an Idea to Google, and you get the point. When my books first came out, I started to notice a trend that authors often go to communities that can afford to bring an author in, and the kids can afford the books, and, you know, that makes financial sense. But I started to think, well, what am I doing here? Because my books are all about inspiring kids to think about their ideas and believe in their ideas, and often the people I write about don't come from anything. And so how can I get into these schools that can't afford an author visit and give back to those kids? And it happened to be that I bumped into the founder of a company called PLS soon after I was thinking about this. And PLS is a financial service company that has stores in lower income parts of cities. And we were talking about how we both wanted to give back to this type of person and community and school. And I created a giving back program with PLS as kind of my financial sponsor. And so how it works is I go into cities, we find schools, Title I schools that can't afford author visits or the books. I donate my author visit. I teach these kids all about entrepreneurship. I tell them stories about Disney and Nike and brands that they know and how they came to be. And then PLS purchases one of my books for every single student in the school and every single teacher in the school. And so we were so excited. We just came to Boston. We went to schools in Chelsea and Roxbury and Dorchester. We talked to over 1,000 students. Wow. We gave away over 1,000 books. It was absolutely amazing. We even had state representatives from the area join us, and they got to say hi to the kids. It was a great week.
Like somebody who wasn't involved in this visit has a Title I school out there and is interested in having you come back. Is that something you would do? And if so, how would they find out about it?
So they can definitely reach out to me on my website, which is, you can just Google my name, Loey, L-O-W-E-Y. I know it's kind of a funny name. Or look up my books, From an Idea to Books, and they can reach out. And it's really about finding a company like PLS. I know we've just done Boston, and we're heading to New York City in the spring to do more of these. And we've been to a lot of other cities too. But it's about finding a company that wants to help do exactly the same thing, get books in the hands, get these author visits in front of the kids. So they can reach out to me. Companies can also reach out to me, and we can kind of connect A to B and make this happen.
I've introduced my son to a podcast called Business Wars. It's very similar. It's how two companies started and competed with one another. And it allows him to see that a lot of these companies, like you said, these people started with an idea in their garage and they built it into this thing that is incredible. Right. We watch Shark Tank and it's the same way. You see somebody comes in with something that they invented in their attic space and now they're selling $5 million worth of product.
It's never too early to start thinking that way.
Right. And you have to learn that at a young age. I think a lot of time, at least for me in school, they never taught us how to be an entrepreneur or to think about business.
I went back to my high school for one of my reunions and they had a whole Think Tank Shark Tank incubator.
Yeah.
Where the choir room used to be.
Yeah, we didn't. You know what they had in my school? They taught you how to work a cash register.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? They taught you how to work, but they didn't tell you how to create and to think creatively to build a brand or to build a business. I love this so much.
Yeah.
So the website, just look up Lowey. It's L-O-W-E-Y, Lowey Bundy Sickle. Like pickle,
yep.
Right? Lowey Bundy Sickol. Or if you just want to text us here in the studio, yep. And we'll send you a link directly to her website. And now, Lowey, you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting to be part of everything you guys do to get books into kids' hands and give back to schools and teachers, too. Teachers are the best.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing that with us.
All right. Thanks so much for having me.
And if you want to be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe, we'd love to have you on. You can call or text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234. Whether you're trying to put books in the hands of kids, which we love, or you've got something going on in your personal life, maybe you got a new job or you're in a new relationship or you want to celebrate somebody who has accomplished something that is in your life, we want to hear about you in the Good Vibe Tribe. Again, you can call or text 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. The service to findmessmoney.gov. So the James Beard Foundation announced semifinalists for its 2025 Restaurant and Chef Awards. These are the most coveted awards in the culinary universe. And Boston was pretty well represented. Douglas Williams from the restaurant Mita, with locations in Boston and Newton, was nominated in the Outstanding Restaurateur category. Williams has been nominated as Best Chef Northeast in the past, so congratulations to him. Cassie Piuma from Sarma in Somerville is the only New England Outstanding Chef nominee. Best New Bar, Equal Measure in Boston from the Eastern Standard team, and Mirai in Brookline. Outstanding Beverage Professional nominations went to Alyssa Mikaiko Di Pascali from the Koji Club, which is the sake bar. She just opened it a couple of years ago. It's in Brighton. And Oscar Somoza.
You go out to eat a lot. I do not.
Yeah, I don't know any of these places.
I know the 99. Do they
I
get
need
over?
You to write them all down and put them in your list and go see them because they're all amazing. Oscar Somoza from the Wig Shop in Boston. If you haven't had a drink at the Wig Shop,
nope.
Go ahead. Get it done, because it is a fun little place.
Mm-hmm.
Semifinalist in the Outstanding Professional in Cocktail Service. And the Boston Area Best Chef Northeast semifinalists are John DeSilva from Chickadee, Connor Dennehy from Tallulah and Cambridge, Valentine Howell from Black Cat and Jamaica Plain, Kwasi Kwa from Comfort Kitchen in Boston, Rachel Miller from Nightshade Noodle Bar in Lynn. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Aaron Miller from Urban Hearth, Cambridge, and Michael Serpa from Select Oyster.
Dan, have you ever eaten at a Michelin star restaurant?
No, it'd be wasted on me.
I don't know.
Absolutely would not.
I don't like fancy foods with foam reductions.
They don't have to have foam reductions.
And I feel
I went to Street Market in Thailand, a little place in Chinatown where mm-hmm. they make the food on the street that has a Michelin star.
There are no Michelin star restaurants in Boston,
no,
are there?
They don't pay for
we don't do Michelin stars at all here.
No.
They don't want to pay for them.
Is that?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. They think if they want to be awarded, they'll be awarded that.
Have you been to one?
Yeah.
A one star?
Two.
A two star?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? One, two, and three? Is three the top?
I think so.
Yeah.
Three?
How much was the overall meal at a two star?
Yes.
Ballpark.
The answer is yes.
So, yeah. Len and I...
Were you still hungry after? Because you gave me these tiny little bites.
We went to Denny's.
No, they sent me home with presents. And a specially made piece of paper. It was great.
Len and I went to one by accident, and we just stopped for a cocktail. And it was when we were in Italy, and we were walking from our hotel into, I think we were going into Positano.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little restaurant. We're like, oh, let's just stop here. We'll have a cocktail, maybe an appetizer. And we went in, and it was early. It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And it was a beautiful view, and the drink and the cocktail the cocktail and the appetizer were just incredible. We were like, wow, that maybe if we never got to go back there. And then we looked it up afterwards and found out it was a one Michelin star restaurant, and we had no idea. We just thought it was
that's fine.
Yeah,
and that's what a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to be fancy white linen tablecloth places.
Yeah, it was not that.
And I think it's really important to know that mm-hmm. it just means that they're being recognized. But in any event, James Beard is all about the food and the people and what they've done, and I think it's really amazing for Boston and the greater New England area to have shown up. So anyway, the Academy Awards making some changes to the lineup this year. The ceremony happening March 2nd will shift its approach to the Best Original Song category. It'll be focusing on the songwriters instead of live performances, so there won't be any live performances. We will celebrate their artistry through personal reflections from the teams who bring these songs to life.
May I comment on that quickly? Boo!
Same.
Boo.
I agree. There was nothing better than I'm Just Ken last year.
Boo.
In fact, that was the only thing that was good. Yeah.
The Oscars are already stuffy enough.
We need the performances of the music. That is actually what they have injected into the Oscars over the past couple
Robin
of years.
When Robin Williams did Blame Canada from the South Park movie, that was next level.
Boo. Bring it back. Boo.
The Oscar nominations being announced today by Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett, and that will take place again, as I said, on the 2nd.
Okay, that's all I'm going
to
say about
Similar to the James Beard restaurants, I'll probably know none of the movies being nominated
for an
Oscar.
And that's okay. And Dan, did you know that Lin-Manuel Miranda really wanted to be in Wicked and they said no?
How dare they?
Who are they thinking?
He should have been Elphaba.
Well, he apparently has been talking to John Chu since...
They did In the Heights together.
2016. Like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of this. I just want to be a small part of it. And all he wanted to be was one of the Munchkin Land citizens who says, "Is it true? Were you her friend?" to Glinda in the beginning of the movie. And he said, "No. You'd be distracting." How dare they?
You can't even just shuffle around in the background. It's okay. A member of the Lollipop Guild.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that's what I got.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy brought to you by our friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play, Kennedy.
Okay.
In a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Alex is from Canton.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, good.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Alex?
All right. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you understand how this works. Kennedy's leaving. She's going into that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money, okay?
Okay, thank you.
If you tie, that's a loss for you, though. Are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you.
If you're into UFOs and you think the government isn't telling us everything, you should probably see the upcoming documentary Age of Disclosure. The trailer just dropped online. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
And they're definitely not telling us everything.
Season 3 of The White Lotus hasn't even aired yet, and it has already been picked up for season 4. What channel does The White Lotus air on?
HBO.
Angela Kinsey from The Office is sharing hacks for short people who need to get things from high cabinets. You can check that out on our social media if that interests you, Dan.
What are you implying?
Which department was Angela in on The Office?
Accounting.
24 years ago today in 2001, singer Jack Johnson released his debut album. Take a listen. And then name this Jack Johnson song.
Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Don't really need to pay attention to the alarm. Wake up slow. Wake up slow.
Name the song.
Banana Pancakes.
Question number 5. Scarlett Johansson wants Colin Jost to sell the ferry that he bought with Pete Davidson in 2022 for scrap metal. It's a ferry to and from the borough where Pete and Colin are both from. Name the borough.
Staten Island.
Alex, let's go. Let's get Kennedy back in the
studio.
Are
you a genius?
Kennedy!
I've been training for this.
You've been training for this.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Alex, who is a first-year middle school teacher, is that correct?
Oh, my God.
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Almost break you at some point during this year?
So they test my patience from time to time, yeah.
Alex got 5 out of 5.
Oh, Kennedy. My gosh. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
These are very tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
If you're into UFOs and you think the government isn't telling us everything, you should probably see the upcoming documentary Age of Disclosure. The trailer just dropped online. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified Flying Object.
Oh, I'm not supposed to tell you that. It adds to the suspense. I forgot.
We retract our ding.
Question number two. Season 3 of The White Lotus hasn't even aired yet, and it has already been picked up for season 4. Which channel does White Lotus air on?
HBO Max.
Angela Kinsey from The Office is sharing hacks for short people who need to get things from high cabinets. You can find that on her social media, Dan.
It's the important things.
Oh. I am a very solid 5'7 and a half.
What department?
Anybody under 5'9 uses halves like children in their birthday.
What department was Angela in on The Office?
Accounting.
24 years ago today in 2001, singer Jack Johnson released his debut album. Take a listen and name this Jack Johnson song.
Just so easy when the whole world fits inside your arms.
Where are you going?
Kennedy has stood up and is leaving the studio.
Wake up slow. Wake up slow.
Name the song.
Banana Pancakes.
And question number five, Scarlett Johansson wants Colin Jost to sell the ferry that he bought with Pete Davidson in 2022 for scrap metal. It's a ferry to and from the borough where Pete and Colin are both from. Name the borough.
Staten Island.
All right, for question number one, obviously you got that one right. Identified flying object. Question number two, you said HBO, also on Max or whatever they call it nowadays. I'm going to skip question number three. Question number four, banana pancakes. Well, that's obvious because Kennedy has those lyrics tattooed on her body.
And can I tell you that while I was doing the tattoo removal, like it was almost a year I was doing it, that one won't budge. At all.
It won't come off.
It's because your love with that man is true.
Well, nope. Jack Johnson is forever, Kennedy.
Does he still have the other half of it?
I would assume so.
Question number five, you said Staten Island. That was correct. So question number three, you said that Angela from The Office worked in accounting. That is a good guess.
That was a guess.
5-5 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win with the tie. However, though, Alex, because you got all five right, and because we know it makes our boss, Sal, very angry because he's so cheap, we are giving you the $100. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Oh, thank you so much.
Say it with me. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Sorry, can you say it one more time?
So
I can
get it right?
Yes, I will say it one more time. Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
There we go. That is an amazing teacher.
They said that under duress.
May the odds be ever in your favor at school today.
Thank you.
Alex, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Alex from Canton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Yesterday, during Can't Beat Kennedy, Chris, who was a contestant, shared this nugget with us that he's really good at a Mario impression from the video game Super Mario Brothers.
Hey, I think I do a good Mario impression. Can I do it for 2 seconds?
Yeah, hang on. Let me turn down the music so we get the full. All right, this is Chris from Hudson, New Hampshire, doing Mario.
And my wife thinks it's really bad, so let's see you guys are judges.
Hey, it's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Oh, that's not good.
That's my name's a Borat. That's what it sounded like. It didn't sound like Mario.
Well, I guess it's me, Mario.
That was good. It's the sexy time. It's more. Well, next time, tell people you can do a Borat impersonation and do that.
You sound like you were going to say Kazakhstan is the greatest nation in the world.
Kamala.
Kamala.
My name is Chris from Hudson, and I cannot be Kennedy.
So bad.
So confident.
But I do love a good impression.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a good impression is just like, mwah.
Yes.
I also love a good bad impression. I'm here for it.
Yes.
Producer Dan is now asking you to call in and share your impression with us. 617-655-1234. Laura's from Wilmington. Who can you do?
Okay. I'm told I do a good Bernie Sanders, so hopefully I'm going to feel the burn and not the burn of humiliation. I'm going to give this a go.
Give it to me.
You put yourself out there.
Oh, my God. All right. Healthcare is a right, not a privilege. If the rest of the world can have free healthcare, then gee whiz, why can't we have it here?
I just see you sitting in a chair in the cold weather with your mittens on. Thank you so much.
Senator,
that made my entire day.
I'm going to go
Thank
buy
you.
A Subaru.
That was pretty good.
That was fantastic.
That's a good way to start,
Next
Laura.
Level.
Thank you, Laura. That was great. Stella and Judd, good morning.
Good morning. We listen to you guys every single day on the way to school.
Okay.
Well, awesome.
Well, thank you, Stella and Judd. What impression are we doing? Who's doing it?
Forrest Gump.
Okay.
What you got?
She taught me how to climb. I taught her how to swing. Whiz like peas and carrots, Jenny and May.
Wholesome content that we needed
today. Is that Tom Hanks in the car with them right now?
I mean to say. Oh, that was amazing.
Stella, how often does Judd do Forrest Gump at home?
A lot.
When you do something you shouldn't, does he go, stupid is as stupid,
stupid does.
And Mama always says, stupid is, stupid does.
Amazing.
I could do this all day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, these are really good.
They're
so far.
Good.
I didn't think they were going to be this good. Jess is from Milford. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
All right. What impression can you do?
I can do Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, let's go. That gravel voice.
Okay, go.
I'm always watching you, Wazowski. Always watching you.
That was amazing.
Not bad.
That was amazing. I see her cardigan and glasses. I can just see it.
Kennedy, what can you do?
Well, remember Paula Deen? Remember her from back when you go?
Oh, sure. It's the chef.
I like to put a lot of butter in what I'm going to do today in your casserole. I can do Madonna. I am from Michigan, but I don't speak that way. Mike Tyson, of course.
Kennedy did Mike Tyson too, Mike Tyson.
And he loved it.
Mm.
Do I have any other ones?
I don't think I do Mike Tyson to Mike Tyson.
Hey, Kennedy, it's your boy, Slick Willie.
There it is.
How you doing, girl?
Doing it's been well. A while. Doing well, former president.
I got a few executive orders I'd like to show to you in the Oval Office.
So creepy.
Sexual assaulty.
I mean, you really ooze it.
All right, 617-655-1234. I love
so
this.
Good.
It's a great idea, producer Dan.
Thank you.
We want to judge your impersonation. 617-655-1234. What do you have? Who can you do?
It's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Yeah, they don't have to be good. Call in like that. That's even better.
617-655-1234. We'll do that coming up next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hey, it's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Iconic.
That's Chris on our show yesterday doing an impersonation of Mario.
I don't think that's very good at all.
Put it in the Louvre.
So Dan had this idea. If you want to call in and share your impression, we'll judge it. 617-655-1234 from the 774. Kennedy, I love Kennedy's Kardashian impressions.
Thank you. It's very hard to be us. No one understands how hard it is to be in the spotlight all the time. And raising children is very difficult with only 8 nannies.
And also, this person remembered the days of when I used to do my Wellesley impression. Yes, I'll be meeting at lunch later today in Wellesley at Cafe Mungo. Yes, me and Buffy will be having lunch in Wellesley later today, Kennedy. If you'd like to join us.
I would eat lunch in Wellesley anytime somebody asked, 100%.
All right, let's see. Quaz does an impression. Who is your impression of, Quaz?
All right, so I've been told for years that I can sound like Cartman pretty easily.
Oh, that's that's an all-time favorite for me and Kennedy.
Okay, so I'm just driving to work right now, and I'm just trying to get through some traffic. Hey, that's mine!
Okay, quick and to the point.
Yeah. Screw you, I want the cheesy poofs.
No, kitty, that's a bad kitty. My Popeye.
Oh, my God, that was
Kathy is from Rhode Island. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
All right, who do you do an impression of?
The Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, relevant. This is current. What do you got?
Well, it's the original Wizard of Oz. Okay, I'm nervous. All right.
I'll get you my pretty and your little dog, too.
Dan is giving a, like, a meh. I thought that
not
was
bad.
I thought it was very good, Dan. Can you do a better Wicked Witch of the West?
I don't know. I've never tried.
All right.
I'll get you, my little pretty, and your little dog, too.
Okay, don't do that again.
That's better than your Wellesley, which is just generic nonsense.
Rob is from Ware, New Hampshire. I don't even know who this character is that you're doing. It's from Rocco's Modern Life. Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon in like the early to mid-90s on Nickelodeon.
Does this speak to you, Daniel?
Oh, yeah, I love Rocco's Modern Life.
All right, let's hear it.
Who are you doing from that show?
I'm doing Mrs. Bighead. She was Rocco's neighbor. She was a bullfrog.
She was.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So here it is.
Ed, you better call Rocco. The dog is in the salmon bushes again. Oh, my God.
That's pretty accurate, actually.
I don't know it.
Or anybody's mom from out here.
Anybody's aunt that smokes a pack a day.
That's fantastic.
How about Hank Hill from,
Bobby, if you weren't my son, I'd hug you.
And then his neighbor that always mumbled, just get up on the
that's
internet.
That's Boomhauer.
Boomhauer, get up on that internet and just point and click, 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 click.
No, don't do that again.
Let's see. Caroline is from Milford. Good morning, Caroline.
Well, it's Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn from who do you do?
Oh, I've been scaring people with the little kid from Pet Sematary for years.
Oh.
Do it.
I play with Judd, and I played with Mommy, and now I'm going to play with you, Carson.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
That
don't
little
ever
kid
do that again.
Was the creepiest.
Wow.
We used to walk around saying that now. I want to play with you.
That was really good, actually. Casey's from Enfield, Connecticut. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
She does a pop star, Kennedy.
Let's do it.
Yeah, don't even tell us. Just go into it. I think we'll figure it out.
Okay. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know?
Oh my God, you guys, that was so good.
Brittany had to walk before Kim Kardashian could run.
So good.
All right, one last one. This is Dory from Groton. Good morning, Dory.
Hi.
So we have
I'm here with my daughter Jada, and she does a Shrek impression.
All right, good morning, Jada.
Hi.
How old are you?
10.
Okay, let's hear your impression of Shrek.
Onions have layers.
It's a virtuoso.
That's it.
There.
That was remarkable.
Ogres are like onions.
They do have layers.
Oh, thank you.
That was
thank
adorable,
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's me. I'm a Mario. How are you doing? To make some pizza.
Oh, it was so bad.
I'd like to thank him for doing that to bring us this bit.
Thank you, Chris.
Because this was marvelous.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
X-1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. find yours at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kate from Boxford.
Hi, Kate.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
So you know how this works, Kate? We've got five trivia questions. You get more of them correct than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. People still tell Robert Pattinson that Twilight ruined vampire movies, and he says, quote, "How can you be sad about something that happened almost 20 years ago? It's crazy." What happens to vampires in Twilight if they are exposed to sunlight?
They crack and they sparkle.
Question number two. Oprah Winfrey used to think thin people had more willpower, but now she realizes they just don't think about food the same way. Which decade of life is Oprah Winfrey in?
Which decade of life?
Yeah, yeah. Like, is she in her 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s or 80s?
I think she's in her 70s.
Bruno Mars posted that he wants to make a strip club anthem with female rapper Sexy Red, and to help him get in touch with her. Speaking of sexy Bruno Mars anthems, what is the name of this song? Oh, that's not it. There we go. Name that song.
That's What I Like.
Mariska Hargitay turned 61 today. She plays the lead role in Law & Order SVU. Who does she play? What is your character's name?
Honestly, I don't even watch that. Only character I know is Olivia Hull.
Question number five. Timothy Chalamet joked that he keeps his Dune popcorn bucket under his bed. In the Dune movies, what is the substance they are mining that is key to interstellar travel?
Oh, I don't know. Sand.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Well, there is a lot of sand in Dune 2. You're not wrong.
Kate, I understand you work in finance.
Yes.
I feel like people that count money for a living always do pretty well financially.
Oh, I try my best, I guess.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kate got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Yeah, these are hard. These are hard. You ready?
Yep.
People still tell Robert Pattinson that Twilight ruined vampire movies, and he says, quote, "How can you be sad about something that happened almost 20 years ago? It's crazy." What happens to the vampires in Twilight if they're exposed to sunlight?
They sparkle.
Does he not know how sports work? I'm sad about stuff from 1986. I wasn't even alive yet.
Bucky bleeping Dent. Title one, question number two. Oprah Winfrey used to think thin people had more willpower, but now she realizes they just don't think about food the same way. Which decade of life is Oprah in?
60s or 70s. She was on TV when I was a kid. 70s.
She turns 71 on January 29th. 2-2. Bruno Mars posted that he wants to make a strip club anthem with female rapper Sexy Red and to help him get in touch with her.
Yes, please.
Speaking of sexy Bruno Mars anthems, name this song. Jump in the Cadillac. Girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Name the song.
That's What I Like.
Julio serving scampi in that one.
We do love scampi.
Yeah, he's getting a stretch in Uptown Funk.
He's busy.
He's a busy guy, Julio.
Tied at 3. Mariska Hargitay, 61 today. She plays the lead role in Law & Order SVU. Who does she play?
Olivia Benson.
Olivia Benson, yes.
Thank you, Taylor Swift.
4-3. Question number 5. Timothy Chalamet joked that he keeps his Dune popcorn bucket under his bed. In the Dune movies, what is the substance they are mining that is key to interstellar travel?
Spice.
It is spice. Look at you.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
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 It's magic.
Who sings that song? Is that the Cars?
Olivia Holt. I don't even know how I came up with that.
I don't know either. 5-3 is final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Kate, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
It's some band called Pilot.
I was just looking that up. I was like, who the hell is Pilot?
A one-hit wonder from the 70s.
It's magic, you know.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Kate?
I'm Kate from Boxford, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
The Governor's Ball, New York's biggest party, returns in June to the iconic Flushing Meadows Corona Park, and we have your tickets. You'll witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson, Boone, Fade, Glass Animals, and many, many, many more. It is 3 days. The lineup is great. You can visit governorsballmusicfestival.com for more information and to purchase tickets. Again, governorsballmusicfestival.com for more information and to purchase tickets to that show. It is 3 days. It looks like it's going to be an incredible lineup. Before we get our contestant on, we'll do a dry run of how this game is going to work. Dan, explain the game to everybody one more time, please.
Well, it's real simple. You're going to hear a situation. You're going to have to guess whether this person was a little kid when they did it or if they were a drunk adult. Okay. It's harder than you think.
Okay.
They're both so similar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I always...
drunk people and toddlers are very similar.
I always contend that toddlers walking around look like drunk adults.
Oh, 100%.
All right, here's the first story, Kennedy. Take a listen.
I vomited on my plate of shrimp scampi while eating at a Red Lobster.
Okay, first of all, pineapple. Second of all, I think that's adult. Kids don't have that kind of palate.
I was a drunk adult. I had too many wines before going to a Red Lobster, and halfway through my plate of shrimp scampi, I started to feel really nauseous, and I threw up all over my plate. Everybody was looking at me. My date was still hungry, so we didn't even leave right away. I had to sit there with everybody looking at me while I was covered in vomit. I wanted to die of embarrassment.
So Red Lobster doesn't ask you to leave if you get drunk and puke on the shrimp scampi?
I guess not.
I just feel like scampi is a bad choice.
Jill is from Marlboro. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Are you ready for little kid or drunk adult?
I am surrounded by kids and drunk adults all the time, so let's go.
You've been training for this your whole life.
We have an expert on the phone.
I am prepared. I have 4 kids. Let's go.
All right. Here is the first story, little kid or drunk adult. Take a listen.
I electrocuted myself while trying to shave my wet dog.
Oh, that's got to be an adult. That's got to be a drunk adult.
I was a little kid. I wanted to give my dog a bath and a haircut. However, I had no idea how electrocution worked. I ended up bathing my dog first, then shaving him with my brother's hair clippers. It shocked the hell out of me, and it short-circuited all of the electronics in half the house.
Justice for that poor dog.
That's frightening.
They'll call him Sparky now.
Oh, yeah,
how about
the dog?
We didn't get that part of the story, did we?
She omitted that for a reason.
Okay. Little kid or drunk adult, let's try another one here. Take a listen to this story.
I passed out and face planted into my Thanksgiving dinner in front of a whole group of people.
Little kid or drunk adult?
Oh, shoot. That could go either way for sure. Passing out makes me think drunk, so drunk and adult.
I was a little kid, and I was super sick one year for Thanksgiving. I didn't want to eat anything because I was really nauseous. I felt really tired. My dad made me just sit at the table anyway. Long story short, I was so tired that I ended up falling asleep at the table, and that's when I face planted onto my plate of food, right into my mashed potatoes.
I would have picked adult, too.
Can't be eyebrows deep in the potatoes in front of Graham.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
I think it's the pass out word, you know?
I thought you were an expert. It's not going well, Jill.
I don't know.
Let's try again. Here you go. Little kid or drunk adult, listen to this story.
I accidentally crashed through a wall dancing to the song, "Who let the dogs out?"
Who, who?
Little kid or drunk adult?
Oh, now I'm afraid of switching. I'm gonna go with drunk adult. I mean, who hasn't passed out and gone through walls with that song?
Yep, I was a drunk adult.
Hey,
I was at a house party, completely hammered, full transparency. When the song came on, "Who let the dogs out?" I can't control myself. The music took over my body, and I just didn't realize how out of control I was actually dancing. I lost my balance and fell through a wall in front of the whole party. Everyone else was so drunk that they all just started cheering. It was awesome.
The Baja Men have caused plenty of property damage.
All right, last one, little kid or drunk adult, take a listen to the story.
I licked a dead mouse for $50 and got crazy sick after.
Hold on. I just want to play
did
that one more time.
My question too.
I licked a dead mouse for $50. And got crazy sick after.
Little kid.
I think it's the delivery for me. Yeah. I licked a dead mouse. oh, crap. Maybe it was a dare. So an adult. I'm going to regret it. I'm going adult.
Drunk adult?
I was a drunk adult.
There you go.
I had been drinking all day. My friends and I ran across a dead mouse on the side of the road. And one of my friends dared me to lick it. When I refused, he turned it into a $50 bet. So I accepted the bet. I won the bet. Yo, but I got crazy sick for the next 3 days.
I don't understand humanity.
I licked a dead mouse for $50. And got crazy sick after.
Nope. That needs to be an audio on TikTok.
$50 is $50.
Well, congratulations. With that one correct, we're going to go ahead and give you the tickets. You are going to the Governor's Ball.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be a great show. New York's biggest party in June, the iconic Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. We are going to do another pair of tickets tomorrow on the show. You're going to witness performances from Tyler, the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Hozier, Benson Boone, Fade, Glass Animals, and many, many more. And if you want in, go to governorsballmusicfestival.com, governorsballmusicfestival.com for information and to purchase tickets. But you're going absolutely free. Have a great time at the show, okay?
Thank you so much, Carson and Kenny. You guys are amazing.
I licked a dead mouse for $50 and got crazy sick after.
Nope.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Tammy from Peabody.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Tammy?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I'm going to need it. You too.
Believe in yourself, Tammy. Like I believe in you.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more of them correctly and you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,920 wins, 432 losses, and Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are reuniting for something iconic, but there's no word yet on what it is. This year marks the 36th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally. Billy Crystal voices the character Mike Wazowski in which movie franchise?
Monsters, Inc.
20 years ago today, legendary Tonight Show host Johnny Carson passed away from complications related to emphysema. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
Oh, gosh. That would be... Jimmy Fallon.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is donating $1 million to wildfire relief. Which country is Arnold originally from?
He is from... Yugoslavia.
Question number four. Chapel Roan says a really good night for her is just edibles and Fortnite. How many players are in a battle royale in Fortnite?
12.
Question number five. Oreo is releasing a limited edition Post Malone cookie in February. They have a first ever twisted cream center with salted caramel and shortbread flavors sandwiched between a chocolate and golden cookie. Name one of Oreo's slogans since they have been a company. That is hard, and I love
it. I got Oreos. Nothing.
Yeah, me either.
Same.
Let's get Kennedy
I got
back
nothing.
Into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Do love a double stuff, though.
Apparently, they don't need a tagline.
Mm. Tammy, I understand you work for the Veterans Office. Is that in Peabody, in City Hall?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. We should keep Tammy's number. We got something coming up. We might want to have Tammy get involved and help us out. Don't hang up when we're done
Absolutely.
With KP Kennedy.
You got it.
I have her getting 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are very difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan are reuniting for something iconic. No word on what it is yet. This year marks the 36th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally. Billy Crystal voices the character Mike Wazowski in which movie franchise?
Monsters, Inc.
Tied at 1. 20 years ago today, legendary Tonight Show host Johnny Carson passed away from complications related to emphysema. Who is the current host of The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
That's ABC. Jimmy Fallon is NBC.
You can say that PMBAB. It doesn't matter to me. I don't have them.
2-1 for Tammy. Question number 3. Arnold Schwarzenegger is donating $1 million to wildfire relief, Kennedy.
Good man.
Which country is Arnold originally from?
Austria.
It is Austria. Tied at 2. Chapel Roan says a really good night for her includes edibles and Fortnite.
It's good to have hobbies.
How many players are in a battle royale in Fortnite?
I remember you telling me this. 100.
3-2, question number 5. Oreo is releasing a limited edition Post Malone cookie. It's coming in February. Mm-hmm. Can you name one of Oreo's slogans since they have been a company?
O-R-E-O. That's all I remember is the song. No, I can't.
Oreo. Oh. For the kids and all of us, Milk's favorite cookie, and Twist, Lick, and Dunk. I don't remember
I
any
got
of
the
those.
I song wrong.
Yeah. let's see. 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Tammy, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you for listening and calling in to play this morning. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good deal. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go, Tammy?
I'm Tammy from Peabody, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Joanne from Grafton.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
5 trivia questions, Joanne. You answer more of them right than Kennedy, and you're going to win yourself $1,000 this morning.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome is the right word.
What would you do with $1,000?
Preschool tuition for twins.
Oh, that is expensive.
It is. It sure is.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number 1, which Pixar movie features a clownfish searching for his son?
It's Finding Nemo.
Elon Musk denied that he gave Nazi salutes to Trump supporters and showed pictures of Democrats seemingly making similar gestures. True or false, Elon Musk's Tesla makes the new Cybertruck. True or false?
True.
Before he was famous, this head writer and host of Weekend Update on SNL won $5,000 on The Weakest Link. And then he blew the money on a party for all the contestants. Who is he?
Weakest Link. Jimmy Fallon. No idea.
Question number 4. Who directed E.T. the Extraterrestrial? Trill.
Steven Spielberg.
And question number 5. Can you name the ice cream shop in Stranger Things?
Oh, I watched it. It's like the one TV show that I watch. Oh my gosh. Let me make up an ice cream shop name. Let's see. Yummy ice cream.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! I was hoping he snuck the word demigorgon in there somewhere.
Oh, that would have been good.
Joanne, I understand you're a scientist?
Yes.
Are you the type of scientist that works with beakers?
I sure do.
What's the most expensive beaker you own?
The prices for everything are up nowadays, so I don't even know.
Some of them can be
priceless.
Hundreds and thousands of dollars, right? People don't realize those things are expensive.
Yeah.
You can't get a beaker off of Temu, Kennedy, you know.
No.
Oh, I'm sure you can, actually. Get everything on Temu. I don't know. It's all there. Just do you need it is the question.
Joanne got 3 out of 5.
Well done, friend.
Okay. Thank you.
Joanne the scientist, Kennedy. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
These are tough. Which Pixar movie features a clownfish searching for his son?
Finding Nemo.
Tied at 1. Elon Musk denied that he gave Nazi salutes to Trump supporters and showed pictures of Democrats seemingly making similar gestures. True or false, Elon Musk's Tesla makes the new Cybertruck. True or false?
True.
It is true. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Before he was famous, this head writer and host of Weekend Update on SNL won $5,000 on The Weakest Link and then blew the money on a party for all the contestants.
Colin Jost.
That is correct. Colin Jost. 3-2. Question number 4. Who directed E.T. the Extraterrestrial?
Steven Spielberg.
4-3. Question number 5. Can you name the ice cream shop in Stranger Things?
No.
Scoops Ahoy. Scoops Ahoy is the correct answer. Although I do love the yummy.
Yummy, yummy ice cream.
The yummy ice cream shop is also
I would eat there. Yeah.
The upside down sundae shop.
They really missed an opportunity there.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Joanne. I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like
Thank
to say
so
to
much.
Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joanne from Grafton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.